St. Joseph, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Joseph, wise ruler of God's earthly household, nearest of all men to the heart of Jesus, be still a father, lovingly providing for us, his brethren. Saint, strongly and manly, chosen by the Father, as trusted guardian of the Son eternal, guide us as once you guided wisdom's footsteps with sure direction. Husband of Mary, loving and beloved, teach us the joy of love so pure and holy, warming our hearts with love for God's own Mother by your example. Saint of the dying, blessed with Mary's presence, in death you rested in the arms of Jesus. Set at our ending, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, come to assist us. The parents of Jesus found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them, and asking them questions. Alleluia. Psalm 14. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The parents of Jesus found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. Alleluia. The mother of Jesus said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been looking for you anxiously. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, the children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house, his justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright, he is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends, he conducts his affairs with honour. The just man will never waver, he will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord, with a steadfast heart he will not fear, he will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor, his justice stands firm for ever, his head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away, the desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The mother of Jesus said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been looking for you anxiously. Jesus went down with them to Nazareth and lived under their authority. Alleluia. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus went down with them to Nazareth and lived under their authority. Alleluia. A reading from Colossians chapter 3. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as though you were working for the Lord and not for men. Remember that the Lord will reward you. You will receive what he has kept for his people, for Christ is the real master you serve. Responsory. The virtuous man will bloom like the lily. The virtuous man will bloom like the lily. He will grow forever before the Lord. The virtuous man will bloom like the lily. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The virtuous man will bloom like the lily. When Jesus began to teach, he was about 30 years old, being the son, as it was thought, of Joseph. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name, his mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When Jesus began to teach, he was about 30 years old, being the son, as it was thought, of Joseph. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to God our Father, for from him all fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name. Father, hallowed be your name. Father, in your Son you revealed to Joseph the mystery kept secret for endless ages. Help us to acknowledge your Son as God and man. Father, hallowed be your name. Father, you enabled Joseph to spend his life in your service. Set our minds on your kingdom and your justice before all other things. Father, hallowed be your name. Father, your will is that every man should accept and answer your call. By the prayer of Joseph, give us the grace to live in accord with your will. Father, hallowed be your name. Creator of all things, you have entrusted your work to our hands. Grant that our labours may prove worthy of you. Father, hallowed be your name. Father, in whom all men live, grant that those who have died. Father, in whom all men live, grant to those who have died new life through your Son, with Mary and Joseph and all your saints forever. Father, hallowed be your name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, at the beginning of our salvation, when Mary conceived your Son and brought him forth into the world, you placed them under Joseph's watchful care. May his prayer still help your church to be an equally faithful guardian of your mysteries and a sign of Christ to all mankind. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.